Chicken out of it. Yeah. Oh, now what? Somebody tell me, where's one? One? Well, all right. What'd you say? That's it, what that is. Texas. Folk Camp Wisdom. Westmoreland. Wheatland. Colleyville. Euless. Bedford. Woo-hoo! The crew. Bobby, come back, come back. Stay with the group. Get your head in the game, guy. Ladies and gentlemen, goodbye. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dorinda Clark Cole, and I'm always tuning in to Gospel Jazzations with Tony Smith on WFDU 89.1 FM.
WFDU 89.1 FM. It's Gospel Jazzations. My name is Tony Smith. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Gospel Jazzations, where we give you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and you know how we do. A little bit of everything else in between. It's 1:35 in the AM. Here on the East Coast, that is. For those of you logging on to WFDU.FM for other parts of the world. Right here in Teaneck, New Jersey. You just heard music coming to you from none other than Kim Burrell from her brand new CD. Song entitled, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. Man, I was blowing that CD up all weekend traveling down to Delaware. I'll tell you all about that story a little later on. But check that out. Kim Burrell, brand new CD on Shina Key Records. Definitely will bless you. Right before that, Philip Lassiter, giving you the song My Joy. And we open up Gospel Jazzations this morning with Mr. Eric Copeland, Softly and Tenderly, from the CD The Jazz in Me. Speaking of Eric, he's our special guest this morning. Have him on hold in the background. We're going to put him on in just a second. Don't want to keep that man at all. I just want to do these quick shout outs real quick. Man, it was a busy weekend. Don Corey and JP are on their way. They should be here in just a few minutes. Don Corey just hit me up on my cell phone here. He says, I'll be there real soon, Tone. And JP is on his way as well. We just had some real heavy thunderstorms roll through here. Hail, the whole nine yards. It was like the end of the world here about an hour ago. So hopefully those of you here in the northern New Jersey area, hopefully you guys have power out there. We're doing okay here. Right here in Teaneck, New Jersey, okay. Shout out to my Aunt Gwen. She's working down there in Augusta, Georgia at Fort Gordon Hospital. Shout out to Nicole down there in the ATL over the weekend. I want to hear all about that, Nicole, all right? I know you had some sweet iced tea while you were down there. You get those hush puppies, man. Andrea Wiener, happy birthday to you. She just celebrated her birthday on yesterday. Winnie Stewart, thank you for hitting me up here on my email, saying that she got the Tony Smith CDs to give to her mom, and she said, really enjoyed it, Tony. Well, thank you, Winnie. I'll get some music on for you from us as well. And I want to send out some condolences in keeping Sister Janet and now Marauder in prayer. Dolores from Lodi, New Jersey, just sent me an email saying her dad passed away on yesterday, and Janet listens into the program from Long Island just about every week, so we want to send some condolences and prayers out to her. I'll try and reach out to her later on in the day. Thank you, Dolores. And shout out to Sharon Davis as well. Hopefully she is listening in on this morning. All right, 1:37 in the morning. We're streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. The number here in the studios is area code 201-692-2012. That's area code 201-692-2012. And yes, we are streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Shout out to all the Facebook listeners tuning in this morning. Andre Johnson, Christian Raphael. What's going on, David? David Weeks is in the house. George Bates, huge Kirk Whalum supporter. That's right, you know you got Kirk on in the background, George. Shout out to you. My main man, Kevin Moore from the West Coast, tuning in as well. We're going to speak to him a little later, calling in. Lene Battle is also tuning in. She has her ears on this morning. Donna Chappelle, thank you, Donna. Lanisha Fletcher. Tim Green, saxophonist Tim Green, fantastic jazz, gospel jazz saxophonist. He's tuning in as well. All right, don't want to keep this man any longer. Fantastic CD, simply entitled The Jazz in Me. You can check out his website. Go ahead, log on to ericcopelandmusic.com. That's ericcopeland.music.com. Coming to you from the Creative Soul Jazz label. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Eric Copeland in the house. What's going on, E?
Thanks for coming, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. How you doing today?
Man, it's a wonderful day. Beautiful day here in Nashville. And I was down at Gospel Music Week all day today and all day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Going on down at the convention center. So just hanging out there and talking with different people and in the business and different artists in, not necessarily about jazz all day long, but, you know, a lot of different kinds of gospel music coming down there. And so
right.
Had a few artists in that were doing showcases and all that kind of stuff. So
Okay. Well, man, I just wanted to get the listeners to know a little bit more about you. Aside from you being a fantastic keyboardist, you're also a composer and producer. And, man, I know you work with all these people, man. You're a busy man, boy.
Well, that's how I pay the bills. Jazz doesn't always do it, but I kind of came up as a keyboard player, synth player, and then it kind of brought a natural role as a producer as I started to, you know, kind of work in the studio. And since I always kind of programmed my own stuff and recorded my own stuff, I always was the guy that everybody came to. So now I'm the guy in Nashville everybody comes to produce Christian music and some Christian jazz too. So
is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, man, I have to get down to Nashville and try and work with you, my friend.
Come on down.
Okay, well, tell us about your music ministry, man. How did you get into putting jazz and Christian music together?
Well, I just, like I said, I kind of came up writing songs, and then kind of in high school and in college started falling in love with folks like Jeff Lorber and Al Jarreau and Yellow Jackets and
yeah.
Michael Franks. Those people just really started speaking to me in ways that pop music couldn't do it.
Right.
And as a keyboard player, people like a Jeff Lorber or Yellow Jackets and stuff like that really just started to affect me, and that's what kind of music I wanted to do. So, and then, you know, as I got married and, you know, started working more in the church and with Christian artists and stuff, I just started to marry the hymns and the Christian type of creativity stuff that I like to talk about and do, and just marry that with the kind of contemporary jazz stuff that I was doing. And so over the past year or so, I started working, or actually a couple of years, started working on a new record, kind of talking about who I am and the jazz part of me, you know, because
right.
So much of my work is in the contemporary Christian field,
right.
And this was kind of another complete left turn from that, a little bit into the more contemporary jazz part of Christian music, which is, you know, starting to grow a lot, as you know.
Right.
And as your artists know, with folks like Kirk Whalum and you know, these different people coming at it from a Christian point of view.
Right.
We're starting to get a little bit more play now, and starting to get a little bit more the ability to really do some jazz stuff, and yet also praise the Lord sometimes. It's kind of cool.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Well, let's get some more into your project here, The Jazz in Me, and people can order it from your website?
Oh, absolutely. We're on CD Baby on iTunes. You can get it, download any of the songs, or you can buy the CD right there, sure.
Okay, all right. I'm going to get into the second track, My Steps Are Ordered.
Yeah.
That'll work?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, my man. All right, we'll be right back with you. This is Eric Copeland. Log on to ericcopelandmusic.com. For more information, go to cdbaby.com. And you're on iTunes, you said, right?
Yep, absolutely. And those links are right from my website. They get there right from the site.
Cool. All right, my man. Well, let's get into it. It's Gospel Jazzations right here on WFDU 89.1 FM.
My steps are forward.
That's what I'm talking about, Eric.
Right.
I like that, man. My Steps Are Ordered, Eric Copeland, from the CD The Jazz in Me. The Jazz in Me is the name of the CD, and definitely you can pick it up at the website, ericcopelandmusic.com. So what's in the future for you, my man?
Well, I'm actually working on quite a few different projects with this Creative Soul Jazz label. I've got a smooth jazz guitarist I'm working with named Drew Davidson out of Baltimore.
Okay.
And we're just about to have his new release ready, and this cat is playing all around the places with Nick Pollione and all these guys in smooth jazz, and he's just hooked in and doing all that kind of stuff. And then I'm working on some a new record and kind of a book about creativity and the stuff that we do with Creative Soul. And then I'm also working on a Latin record. I don't know why, but I've been writing this record called Welcome to Florida, and I have no idea why, but it's going to be a kind of a cool little thing. So
okay,
having a good time with it.
Excellent, excellent. Do you have any challenges at all trying to get this music exposed to different areas? I know you try to mix the jazz and the Christian music together, but do you have any issues at all when you try to introduce this to other people? If you're trying to get a booking somewhere and they ask you, well, what do you do or what do you play? Do you have any other problems with that?
Well, sure. I mean, the J word is scary. And, you know,
yes.
The J word scares a lot of people to death, and not just, and I compare it to Jesus, you know. Jesus and jazz scare a lot of people, and putting them both together really scares people.
Exactly.
But, I think you have to just bring a contemporary thing in, because people love jazz, they just don't know it.
Right, right.
And they need to say, hey, listen, I'm going to come in and play this contemporary instrumental music, and once they hear it, they don't have an issue anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it's listening. It's for that, you know, getting over the jazz in me. And I took a big risk titling it The Jazz in Me, because that knocks a lot of people right off who might buy it or pick it up right away.
Right.
Because of that jazz word. So it's just a matter of educating them from a perspective of, you know, hey, this music is a contemporary thing. You're going to love it. It's instrumental, and it's vocal stuff in it. But yet, it does have a little jazz nature to it. So you just got to keep all over that jazz word. But, I think more people know that smooth jazz is their favorite music. They just don't want to say that they love jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're so afraid that people might think they like some kind of odd music or something.
Exactly. Exactly, man. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate you explaining that to the folks out there, man, because I try to explain it myself, but they just will not understand it, man. They just don't get it.
Well, I work with a lot of artists. You know, most of my artists, when I say something about jazz, it freaks them right out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're afraid I'm going to turn them into some kind of jazz artist or something.
Yeah,
they're not
going to
be rock and roll stars anymore.
Right.
But, there's jazz in everything. There's jazz in every part of the music industry, in rock music, you know.
Right.
It all came from that, basically. So it's all those chords and stuff. We hear it every day in every type of music we do. And so I think we're kind of celebrating that anyway this month, isn't this Jazz Month?
That's right.
Like that.
That's right.
So we got to celebrate that, and we got to spread the word and get other people listening to jazz, and if they think that's not what they want to hear, so.
Thanks for that, Eric. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate letting people know, partner.
My pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to get into another selection from your CD. Any last words for the people out there, partner?
Hey, I just appreciate you and your radio show and what you're trying to do, man. It's folks like you are really helping the people like myself and other jazz artists who are Christians who are trying to make something that's for the Lord, but also a jazzy type of faith.
Right.
And folks like yourself and shows like yours are really something for us to know that there's a place for our music when we make it.
Absolutely.
And, means a lot to us, and means a lot to the listeners who are staying up late listening to this show and listening online. And email me if they have any questions about some of the songs or just want to chat. I'd love to hear from them.
Okay, give out your email address. Go ahead.
Yeah, just go to ericcopelandmusic.com and just go to the contact page and email away.
All right. All right. Well, Eric, thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, man, it's been my pleasure. Thanks, Tony, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Sounds good. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night. That was Eric Copeland right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. We're going to get into the song Just As I Am from the CD The Jazz in Me. It's Eric Copeland. Log on to Eric Copeland. CopelandMusic.com or CreativeSoulJazz.com. It's right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. Eric Copeland right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM, 1:56 in the morning. We'll be right back with you. Don Corey is in the house, and we got a lot to catch up and talk about. So we'll be right back with you. All right. Carlton had pretty much hit me up on Facebook here, D. He wanted to know if you made it in yet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Is this thing on? Okay.
Carlton.
All right. Here is Myron Williams, All I Need, right here on Gospel Jazz Asians, WFDU 89.1 FM.
So much that I cannot make it without you. I'm back and gone.